B-Pod Studios.
They bring you insight like no one else can.
Used to have the trainer slap him before every game.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Slap me, come on. Slap me harder.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's 1 o'clock hour here on Zolak at Bertrand, the fourth and final hour of the program. Just looking up at some of the headlines over there. Big news today, Elon Musk buying Twitter. His bid went through, Zo, in case you were curious about that. Looks like they're going to
$43 billion?
$43 billion.
Whew. Must be nice.
Couldn't you think of something better to buy than Twitter?
I mean, when you're that rich,
just based on the money it takes to buy Twitter, I feel like there's got to be a better investment in something out there.
You would think so. You would think so.
It got to feel like
somewhat
for that much money.
Yeah. Do you know what it comes down to for me? Every social media platform has become less popular. They don't ever get more popular as time goes on.
There's always going to be something
new. Less popular.
Yeah.
Everything in that sort of realm gets less popular over time. Unless he comes in and makes massive changes to it. I know a lot of people have been talking about
it. The fighting back and forth.
Unfettered access and more free speech and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I'm talking about changes to the service itself. Not what you allow or what you moderate. Just the service itself. Get on. How many characters is it now?
280.
280 characters. You tweet. I don't know. What's that in 5 years? 10 years?
I don't know. But like right now, Jim was in here talking. Like it's essential for us. Like that's how sports news breaks. That's how news breaks. Like it's instantaneous. Bang, you get it. I go to that more so than reading papers. Like you could even go down and search and see what the big stories are in the world, in the country. Go, just scroll through everything, and you have all these different windows that you could go into and create your own fields and that. Like it's neat.
It's fine,
but I don't follow enough people. See, that's the problem. Is if you follow too many people too, then your timeline absolutely just blows up.
I'm with you though. The amount of money that it's costing, and I guess the only indication you have is, well, it's been around longer than a lot of social medias. It doesn't seem to have suffered the backlash that others have. Like, I know you guys are both still like Facebook users. I don't do it. I don't even know how to do it anymore.
See, I do it to keep in touch with friends and that, people I haven't seen or live out of state.
I get it.
I'll just briefly surf that, but I'm Twitter all day.
But would you buy Facebook right now if it were for sale?
No.
Someone bought AOL once upon a time too. How'd that work out?
Would you buy?
That was actually a merger, I think. Back right, it was AOL and Time Warner. I was going to say Tom Warner.
Would you buy Instagram?
No.
Would you buy Twitter?
No.
At any price?
No.
See, I still think it's viable enough to where
I think they're all going downhill at some point. They'll be replaced by something new. You want to be in on the ground level. Like, you want to be, right? You want to be in when something starts up. That's when you want to be there.
Wolf.
Not now. Not after they're established.
They sold Wolf.
What was that?
That was from The Office.
They sold that to the Washington University Public Health.
What was it? Text fax, email.
It's all downhill from here. For all of them. All the established ones. Like, what's the up-and-coming thing? What's the next big thing? What's the next big TikTok?
But for years now, you watch on other mediums. What do they always cite? A tweet. Sometimes it's an Instagram post.
Sure.
From somebody. But when you want quick, immediate interaction with your audience, it's Twitter.
What stops it from being replicated, by the way?
You got to get everybody to stop using Twitter and start using something else. That is, I tell you, but it's got a bit of a radio feel to it. It's quick, it's immediate, and you can get instant interaction.
You should have sent me a woof.
A what?
When you send a woof, it goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
Bang. I don't know how that didn't catch on.
Woof.
Plus, Twitter very rarely asks you to do something different or do something else. You know, they've added enough things like video and increased the number of characters and stuff like that. But in terms of like Twitter Live and Twitter, yeah, they roll it out, but it's not really embraced. It doesn't really become a thing. I'm not saying it's 100% sustainable. It's going to be as around as long as, you know, radio or TV. But it's had a lot more legs than I thought it would. I think Jon Stewart, back when he was still hosting The Daily Show, how long ago was that? Made a joke about it and called Twitter the digital Macarena, something that everybody was doing. And then 20 years from now, we're all going to be just mortified that we did. Are you mortified that you're still on Twitter?
No. But I think in terms of like,
I'm hooked. I need it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just feels like these are never like great investments, are they? Like when the thing's already well established, where's it going to go from here? He's going to have to like introduce an edit button, you know, do new things.
That's my question. For $43 billion, how are you going to take this and advance it? Like make it even bigger and better. Like I've had this great vision.
That's what I mean. Like he's going to have to make some actual changes to the service itself.
What are you going to tack on another 140 characters?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Something. 617-779-0985. But that's off topic. It's just it's been all over these monitors here in the studio today. We keep seeing that. Let's get to Steve in Leominster. What do you got, Steve?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Shout out to first to McMillan. Thank you for your baseball knowledge and help.
McMillan!
T-Bone for your sports. Hardy, got to ask you a question. Mm. I'm not too good in the sports world with golf. They wear spikes on their shoes.
Not shoes. Not metal spikes anymore, but like plastic spikes. McMillan. Yeah,
you have to use them for the greens.
No, it's just sure.
Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yes,
Artie has
Zoe.
It. Artie, yes.
Zoe.
Yes, sir.
Happy Easter, buddy.
Christos Aneste. Christos Voskres. Yes.
You're in Easter distress. I'll call you on Christmas.
All right, have some kibasi for me. Russian Easter yesterday.
Yeah?
You celebrated?
We celebrate the regular one. We did not celebrate yesterday.
But. Well, I thought you were Russian Orthodox.
Devout. Yeah,
very religious. You don't do it?
Do one Easter.
Which one?
The normal one.
Well, what?
Yours is not the normal one.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, ours always resets.
So you're abnormal.
Ours always changes.
Yeah. No. Well, so is the other
Easter. Pick one. I'm not doing two baskets for the kids.
Okay.
Or the Easter Bunny, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you don't have to do those secular activities. You could still just have a religious observance of the holiday.
A reverence?
Oh, we do. Yeah.
So what was it? What
I called my mom, said Happy Easter.
What was your spiritual religious observance of Orthodox Easter yesterday?
I was glad I didn't go to the midnight service the night before. So we always do that. They do this blessing where they bless the Easter basket. You bring them in, the food and all that. They bless them, and you do three laps around the church. It's a long service. Then you got to go to church the next day on Sunday.
Oof. Whew.
Then you have Good Friday service, too. So, I mean, we really...
And you did all of this?
We really pack it in Easter week. No, I did that when I was a kid, yeah.
So you celebrated by not going to church?
No, I just said that's... I recognized it. Saluted. Hey, I'm not there, but I'm thinking of you.
Oh, yeah. Sarge salute.
Mm-hmm. Sarge salute of the day. This one's for you.
Walking around in your yard with an empty 30 rack box on your head.
No, I did 15 bags of Portland cement.
Yes, wife, dig a
basketball hole.
That today. The empty 30 box.
Mm-hmm. You like that visual, huh?
I do.
Really, he's enjoying that.
Well, it was the long funny hat. We've all worn one.
Sure
at some
have.
Point, you never put.
Jesper Parnevik wears them all the time. Doesn't he with a long duck bill?
You never put an empty beer case on your head, Beetle?
No.
As a hat?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
Is he Papelbon with it? Come on.
Back in the day, Zone, I used to
the eye hole.
Wear the empty Coors party ball. That was fun.
Oh, my God. Then we play who can throw the party ball the furthest.
Yeah.
Brent's in Shrewsbury. Hey, Brent.
You know what, guys? That Ryan from The Office, his organizational skills were certainly limited, but I feel like he really did have some excellent ideas that The Office didn't properly, invest in or explore his mind thoroughly. That wolf, that was dynamite. That was genius, way ahead of its time.
Yeah, I liked when Michael would crank call him, and he'd have to answer the phone. Like, answer the phone, it's Mike Tyson.
Wolf.
Wolf.
Okay.
What do you got? What do you got on the draft? Are you excited for football?
Wow.
I actually had Tatum for you today, though.
Oh, what do you got? Stuff.
So I hated it when Tatum was shushing the crowd that was booing Kyrie earlier in the season. My opinion of Tatum, besides from his play, his intensity during the series, like, he's still yelling at the refs. I feel like he's yelling at his teammates, too, like, in a good way. Like, he's just intense. Like, all right, if you're going to yell at the refs, yell at your teammate when he's out of place, too. Like, he's not that weird passive-aggressive thing anymore. And lastly, I think the Time Lord early action was more putting the nail in the coffin than anything out of panic, because they played him limited, they played him with the bench, and it worked great.
All right, not panicky, says Brent Shrewsbury. Not panicky to have him in there for Game 3. Game 4 tonight, we're talking about that. We're talking about the NFL draft, how the Patriots will approach it, and also Mel Kiper on the Patriots' offensive situation, what it will mean for Mac Jones in his career. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Liberty. Bertrand and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How do you feel about Bill Belichick?
Well, you got Joe Judge, who has experience on the offensive side of the ball, coaching wide receivers early on. You have Matt Patricia, has experience coaching the offensive line. So both these individuals have been on the offensive side of the ball, Stephen A. And if you're a great defensive mind, you know what it takes to attack you. So from an offensive standpoint, it's basically back and forth there. So the knowledge has to be both ways. So Bill Belichick, while he's a great defensive mind, also knows about, hey, if I'm an offense, I know how to go against this defense that I'm seeing. So I don't get to why you have to label one just an offense or defense. Defensive guy, if you're attacking a defense, you know all about that defense and vice versa. So they'll figure it out. And Mac Jones, keep in mind, Stephen A., as I said, isn't just average to slightly above average in terms of football IQ. He is one of the smartest quarterbacks I've seen come into the NFL in a long, long time. And that's what's taken him to this point where you can overcome a lack of mobility, overcome a lack of big time arm strength. He will overcome a lot as Tom Brady did. He's not going to be Tom Brady. Let's not ever go there. But right. Can he be a Super Bowl winning quarterback in New England? Potentially he can. If he gets one, he'll be lucky.
You heard that at the end. Mel Kiper says if he gets one Super Bowl, he'll be lucky on Mac Jones.
Not easy to get to.
Not easy to get to, not easy to win.
Nope.
Just getting there takes a lot. And I think maybe we have lost sight of that over the years. What it takes to get there and win it.
Ask Dan Marino. Yeah, you get there your first year and you never get back.
Yeah.
Some guys go their whole career and never go.
Yeah. And some guys get there multiple times and never win.
Yeah. Some guys get there 10 times and win six or seven. And you won't pay them.
Do you think that this team, this offense, is good enough to win a Super Bowl?
No.
God, no. And so if you've got a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, why would you not invest in it? Why would you not?
That's why they're going to probably take an lineman. They're probably going to take a lineman.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the thing that's going to produce more offense for them, but it helps.
No, but you
got to protect the guy.
Yeah.
Got to keep him upright.
Like that whole first half of the year, he got his ass kicked, man. Like, literally, his body's going sideways, you know, in the air. And I'm just like, this kid's not going to last 17 games.
If I had a choice, I would go offense with the high picks in this draft.
I think you have to.
I would. That's just me. I feel like they can make up the gap defensively with coaching. I don't know that they can do that offensively, especially with the staff that they currently have. Tommy's in Milton. What do you want to see them do in the draft, Tommy?
Well, I got to tell you, Beetle, and Zoe, before I get to that, Zoe, I know I've teased you a couple of times on hockey, but I got to tell you something. When we listen to my wife has the game on Sundays out in the kitchen on the radio, we appreciate your honesty and how you call it like it is on the Patriots. And that means a lot to me. That's called professionalism.
Thank you. I try to be so as professional
that
as I can,
a lot
Tommy.
To me. Trust
Thank
me.
You.
Personally,
and I got to tell you, Zoe, what do you think about possibly trading Wynn drafting Zion Johnson on the first round, pick up an extra pick by getting rid of Wynn, and having Trent Brown move over to the left tackle.
The problem is, I don't know who's going to want Wynn, and it's over, what, $10 million salary that comes with it. I try kicking him inside. I try kicking him inside a guard. Like, he's built more like a guard than he is a tackle. And you need a big, tall guy on the edge, you know, to protect that backside for Mac. You got Trent Brown on the front side. You just need that big guy on the backside. And I'm not sitting here thinking that, boy, they're in real love with Justin Herron. Nice kid. But he's backup. You know, James Ferentz, you're backup. Practice squad guy. They signed those guys back. But health's going to be imperative for them. You know, David Andrews got to stay healthy. Trent Brown, I mean, my God, look how they built the weight clauses in. You know, he's got to keep the weight off. Then get healthy. So you got a lot of what-ifs on this offensive line right now. And it should be one of your most durable, consistent units, you know, across the board on both sides of the ball. You have continuity up front, you got a pretty good damn offense in. You got guys coming in and out, substituting. Some guys play one game. This guy was shelved for eight. Then you got nothing up front. That's how you're going to get your ass kicked. More importantly, that's how you're going to get your quarterback hurt. Then it's Brian Hoyer time.
Oh, God.
That's why you better pray.
Let's not have Brian Hoyer
tackle
time. Let's not have anything to do with Brian Hoyer time. You got your mock draft together yet? So that's what you got to put together.
I got to do the I need the Felger and Mazz big board. Pick a couple because I have a draft show I have to do actually tomorrow. So whoever they pick, because it hits. I believe in the big board. The big board hits every year. Did it not hit last year or did it?
I can't recall.
I can't either. It's a weird year last year.
I don't remember.
And it's drafts in Vegas.
Yeah, why are we not there?
I don't know. We should be doing like Vegas Radio Row for the draft.
We should be there. Hardy, you want to go to Vegas this week?
No.
Hardy's done traveling.
No, I don't want to go to Vegas to work. I'll go if we end up going, but yeah, you're giving me the choice, like spur of the moment, go there and
yeah.
Nah.
Why not?
I've told you, I think all plans should be soft when you're in Las Vegas. And if we're there to do a show, then you have to be at a certain place at a certain time, and that's no good.
You used to do
that. I got other stuff to do.
You used to live a life.
And a lot of times I just didn't show up for work, okay?
Was that a problem?
Oh, yeah.
You LB'd it?
Absenteeism was a problem for you?
Really?
Yes.
You're Mr. Like consistent. You have a planning book.
He's a different person, man.
Not the first 3 years in Vegas. That was evil Hardy. You
what if I knew Hardy then?
We would have been even better friends.
I want to go to Vegas now.
How often would you miss work?
Over the course of the first 3 years?
Yeah.
Would say on average once every 3 weeks.
Just like not show up.
That's like once a month you miss a shift.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Fred. I'm kidding, Fred. Fred had some good questions though regarding the sick days and stuff though. Yeah.
Where were you during those shifts?
Busy.
Did you
busy.
Just
like, I was out.
Was it like Felger and Mazz Tuesday at the Super Bowl? Like just blacked out? Oh,
well, no. Sometimes I'd show up. I was in no condition, but there were.
He was buzzing like the neon on the facades of the casinos.
Man.
All right then.
By the way, Vegas Vacation was on yesterday.
A magnificent, horrible movie.
Yeah,
highly underrated. Yeah, it gets.
They go into Club Areola at the end to, you know, pull Audrey not off the pole, but like
Mr. Papa Giorgio
out of the cage. You know, because she got a job dancing there.
The same stupid dance she does. She needs a new
dance. with the straight arm thing.
She's not good. She's another miscast.
And I understand it's Audrey Griswold. You know,
doesn't matter. She's miscast.
There's a character image to protect, but. I mean, all the dancers are all fully clothed, like in like non-revealing dresses. Like, well, what was so horrible about that job? She's just dancing. Like, you know, why did Clark lose his mind? There wasn't anything really wrong with it.
He was making money.
Why were they different actors every time?
That was part of the shtick.
I didn't like that.
Clark would make a comment about them in each movie.
I didn't like that.
You look different.
Did he?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Huh. That became like a part of the joke, was that they were never the same.
He didn't do it in Christmas Vacation.
How about the weird Ed Helms one, though, the new redo of the Vacation movie, where they go down south and strange kids he has? It's Audrey. Yeah, just leave the original. Give me the original. Give me European Vacation where she misses Jack. Oh, Jack.
God, I miss Jack.
Get that hot dog. I miss Jack.
In Vegas European. Vacation, both are in their late teens. Yeah. Clark tells the kids, I hardly recognize you anymore.
In which one?
That's in Vegas. I have the line from Vegas Vacation.
Okay.
I hardly recognize you anymore.
So I didn't say it that way.
So where are the lines from European and Christmas?
Well, what was the first one? European.
Vacation.
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 National Lampoon's Vacation.
That was the Wally World one.
Vacation, right.
Right.
Here's the other discussion we had about Vacation. Blondie always refers to them by their full name. She said, oh, National Lampoon's Vacation is on.
Oh, no. God.
Like, what are you doing? Why do you say that's the name of the movie? I know it is, but you don't have to say the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we should watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it is uncomfortable, and it's weird. And she's weird, but
it's like someone trying to stuff and rush lyrics into a song, like verse.
Yeah, sometimes it's like you just say Christmas Vacation. Right? Everybody knows what you're talking about.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Right. It's like...
No.
Yeah. You don't say we're going to Olive Garden Family Eatery or whatever the hell the name of a restaurant might be.
You don't?
It's a nice place. I haven't been to one in a while.
You just say we're going to the OG, you know? For the brevity's sake.
Mm.
She always says it. It bugs the hell out of me.
Should drink Coca-Cola Classic?
I can understand your frustration. I can understand that. Okay. All right. Well, there's that. 617-779.
It's like, hey, let's go to the beach, but we won't go to the beach. We'll go to the Massachusetts Eastern Seashore Beach.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tub. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.138. Zolak and Bertrand, you're on the Sports Hub. Big Jim Murray with a mind-blowing stat. Mind-blowing when it comes to Scott Foster, who will be one of the officials tonight for Nets Celtics with a 7 p.m. tip. 7 o'clock. Get yourself ready for that. Big Jim tweeted this out, and that is, in games that Scott Foster has worked, the last 21 playoff games that he has refereed, not being a game one, the team behind in that series is 19-2 in those games, including the Raptors, who were down 3-0 to the Sixers. Everybody gets a win except for two teams. I don't know which two teams it was. Jim Murray obviously did the research on that. Good job by Jim.
It's pretty good sampling right there. 21 games.
Can you imagine that?
19-2.
They're 19-2.
Okay, it just happened one time in the last. No, 19-2.
Teams that are losing the series, they get wins 19 out of 21 times.
The extender.
What a joke. What an absolute joke. I mean, that's what he's there for. When I heard he was on it this morning, I'm like, oh, that's.
Watch Tyson Tatum get teed up.
That's because 9 out of 10 times the losing team will win a game. And that's fine. I know Kyrie, Durant, those guys don't want to come back to Boston. You think they want to do that? Or you think they want to go home and be done with it?
If you know this is not your year, you want to go home.
They're not winning the series. Yeah. They know that. They want to go home. But it might be hard. The officials might get in the way for them. It forced them to win a game. Something to keep an eye on tonight. 617-779-0985. Did you have another draft thought?
No.
I thought you did.
Did I?
I'm forgetting things today.
No.
Okay. Anything we haven't hit on today, Zoe?
Real quick, the quarterback thing is interesting, I think, because they think that, okay, there was not really that franchise quarterback you could take a look at in round one. And now there's talk of teams that are going to be potentially trying to trade out to maybe get back in before that first round's over to grab like a Kenny Pickett or the Willis kid. So they think maybe three guys can go in the first round. But I'd be shocked. You know, there's been visits that have been happening. Excuse me. Pickett's gone to a couple teams. So they're generating some interest, these guys are. And this kid from North Andover went to Brown. I think his last name is Perry. Some interesting story there. This kid might stick somewhere. He was a quarterback. So long route traveled from North Andover to go to Brown and then make it in the league. Sort of the Fitzpatrick path, you know?
All right. I think it's time for an episode of Do You Care?
Woo.
Is what I think it is.
Do You Care?
I love this thing.
Do You Care?
Do you care who engineers the building?
Number one, NHL jersey ads have been approved for next season, 2022-2023. Cam Neely says the Bruins jerseys are sacred ground. That's right.
Well, they take that stuff personally.
Even though teams will be allowed to sell that space for next season, the Bruins, according to the story in the Globe, written by Michael Silverman, says they're going to hold off until they find the right fit.
Good for you. Good for you.
Neely said the Bruins will stress that if it's not the right fit, they'll hold off.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, instead of slapping that big Gillette sticker on your chest.
Being a former player that wore the jersey and being proud to wear an original six franchise jersey, that's why for me it really has to be the right partner. It's not necessarily who's writing the biggest check. They're using an outside firm. An agency, Excel, to winnow the list of suitors. The space is 3 inches by 3.5 inches on the right or left chest.
That's a big one.
Of the jersey or the right or left shoulder top. The logo has to conform to the team's current color scheme.
Yep.
Do you care about this story?
I don't care about the story. I care that the Bruins are not playing ball.
They are playing ball. It's sacred ground. We're not going to do it. Unless we find one that looks good and they come up with the right deal and everything is fine.
This is the size of the logo.
Then we'll do it. Now, maybe he wasn't saying it defiantly. You know, the way you put it out there, Beatle, it sounded like he was defiant about it. Maybe he's just like, no, this is sacred ground. We're not going to just put any old thing. Well, what team is going to put Chico's bail bonds on there? I mean, it's not going to be Bad News Bears.
Hooters.
No, I think every team is going to have the same notion. What team is going to come out and say, hey, whoever writes the biggest check, you get the spot? No, nobody's going to say that.
No, when you say it's sacred ground, all you're doing is saying the price has to be right.
Well, right.
The price.
You've got to pay a premium to get also, on this sacred ground.
It also
ground.
Has to be something that there are going to be multiple bidders, I'm sure. Pick the one that
you like
the best.
They're winnowing down the list right now.
The same thing as always, though.
I would say this, though. There's the one reason I do like. The one part of the rule I do like is that they are demanding whoever it is, much like they do for most logos in the NBA, they're demanding that the corporate logo that goes on there changes its color scheme to match the team. GE did that with the Celtics. Vistaprint has done that with the Celtics. Whoever ends up on the Bruins jersey, you're going to be black and gold whether or not your corporate colors are black and gold. Too bad. You're going to match what we do. It will still have the same impact, but I'm glad they are making that.
Do you even notice them anymore?
No, I don't think you do. When they're done right, you don't notice them. So good for them for at least doing them right.
They're jarring at first, and then you don't even notice it.
Yes. Yeah. All right, that's one item. Number two, Yankees fans threw trash onto the field at Guardians players after New York's 5-4 come-behind win on Saturday afternoon at Yankee Stadium. Do you care about this story?
Yeah, I do care because
it was excessive, by the way. That's why it's
Kyrie had a water bottle thrown at him. Everybody wanted the Garden to close down, like the national writers and everybody that covers the league. Like, That's despicable the way. What are you going to do? Shut down Yankee Stadium, man. Do that too.
No, I mean,
multiple things were thrown.
I care about it because I watched the, you know, multiple stories on it. But at the time of the Kyrie thing, I remember thinking and saying, it's like, okay, you know, it's not the greatest crime against humanity ever. It shouldn't have happened. Kick the guy out for life, and they should identify whoever was throwing stuff at the Yankees, and you're barred from Yankee Stadium. You can't go in there again. At the time of the Celtics thing, I think we said, how do they enforce that exactly? Like, does every security person at every door memorize a list of faces? I mean, I don't know how you enforce that over time, but yeah, I cared about it enough to watch it, and whoever threw it, yeah, you're no longer allowed in.
And you compounded more. It seems like they were more irritated with what was being said than what was being thrown, you know, according to the players that were defending them. And it was good.
Way out of line.
It was good by Judge and Stan to get out there too to calm the masses down.
Yeah,
don't act like a-holes.
National baseball story today is that Angel Hernandez was umpiring the game last night on Sunday Night Baseball between the Brewers and Phillies, and was absolutely in line with what Angel Hernandez is as an umpire. Are you still caring about the Angel Hernandez story?
No.
I don't know what else there is left to say. It's well established who this guy is as an umpire. He's so bad. He's so remarkably bad. I don't know how it is that he doesn't realize he's this bad. Part of me thinks he's doing it just to troll baseball.
It's just starting to mess with your head. Yeah.
You know, he sued baseball, right? Mm-hmm. They've tried to move on from him. And
you're not getting rid of me, pal.
They can't seem to get rid of him.
Nope.
He's got to go. Baseball has to figure that out. To buy him out, make him an offer, something. He should not be calling games. Suspension, something. Brutal. Him and Ryan Brazier, the two of them, are going to pack up and leave. Get out.
Can we throw one more item in there?
Yes. What is it?
Do you care it's Al Pacino's 82nd birthday?
Funny you say that, Zoe. What? I do care that it's Al Pacino's 82nd birthday because I was having a conversation with my dad over the weekend watching The Godfather, and I said,
he's not even the same guy.
And he was saying, this is 50 years ago. He said, this movie was made 50 years ago.
That's insane.
The Godfather is 50 years old. And I was like, it's remarkable how this movie never disappoints when you watch it.
You can't stop watching when you turn it on.
It is timeless.
Yep.
It holds up all these years later. And I said, wait, how old was Al Pacino 50 years ago?
No kidding.
And I said, because I don't think he's that young in this movie. And then this morning I saw
82
it.
82 today.
I saw it, that today he was celebrating his 82nd birthday.
Yeah, so he was 30, 31 when they were filming it?
Yeah.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm guessing for a three-hour film, there was a lot of post-production. So maybe 29, you know? Yeah. Who knows?
I saw that this morning. I watched that clip of him walking the line scene when Sonny Red and them took him in from Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
When they took him in that warehouse.
The lights or whatever it was.
Boom,
yeah.
It came out, and there's a line in there. We got this for you. He thought he was going to get whacked.
Right.
And then he's walking that line out. They were getting in a car.
Yeah. Joe Buck, 53 today. Do you care?
No.
I would have thought he was older.
He portrays himself as an older
man. We're doing a birthday segment now?
He's been...
Whoa!
What?
Renee Zellweger is 53 years old?
Well, yeah.
Huh. I would think pretty good, she was that 53. Old.
Yeah. I would have pegged Hank Azaria, 58.
Who's Hank Azaria?
Oh. Agador Spartacus from...
Shut up!
From the Birdcage.
Do you want more soup?
And every voice on
the Simpsons.
God. Every voice on the Simpsons.
See, I'm not a big Simpson guy.
Well,
it's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's great though.
Yeah, the beginning was good. Then like it faded for me. I don't know.
All right
then.
Wow.
Polaroid, on this day in 1972, Polaroid introduced its SX70 folding camera, which ejected self-developing photographs.
Oh, the Polaroid.
And generations following that would shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we do a story I don't know, year or two back, there was one place left, in, I think, in Massachusetts still making the film for Polaroid, and the only people who were still using it were cops, because they would use it to take a picture, and they could show it if it was like, was this the person? But that was being replaced by cell phones. You know, they were doing like digital pictures, taking them like that, but there was still a bunch of law enforcement people who still liked the physical photograph. You take a picture of a suspect, then take it around. Is this the guy that mugged you? Is this the guy?
Wasn't that how the two Utes got off down in Alabama? Because of the axle spinning, the rear axle?
That was not a
differential?
That was not an instant.
It wasn't
Polaroid
instant?
One shot. No. No, she had those developed. All
right. She did.
Yeah, because then I got the pictures developed and you look at them.
Oh, this is a nice one. Yeah, he's told you right now. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Today's takeaways are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand. I got no brother chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Wake and Winnity Weight Loss, who's now helped over 17,000 of your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors reclaim their lives. Reclaim yours. Reserve your consultation today.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. I was just talking to Felger about our conversation of a couple of weeks ago to remind him of that conversation. Yeah. T-Bone just told me in my ear, Daffodil Festival is the item here in today's takeaways. We discussed today how much it would take for one of us to attend, what it would require for one of us to go do that.
Good.
Picture floating around of Mike Felger walking his dog with Sarah Underwood, his very lovely wife.
Yeah.
And they have their daffodil hats on, straw hats.
Sure do.
And Felger's got a half-smoked stogie, big fat one.
And which means what?
Who's just go smoking stogies down the middle of the street in Nantucket? Is that like what you do? It's Hardy, you know what I'm saying? I don't think Mike would sit in his house out back and just...
Who's talking about
having
this
a stogie?
You said, I think he does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Okay. I think he enjoys a cigar.
I don't know if it's like a Nantucket thing. You go over
it
there
is
like,
an odd juxtaposition between the daffodil hat and the cigar.
Like, you're going out, you're packing, because you know the festival runs for 3 days. It's a two-day festival, actually.
You're such a wannabe.
I wanted to go, but I can't.
I wanted to go? You wanted to go?
I've been there once, yeah.
You were...
It's fun.
Pining to go
there.
Yeah,
a bunch of neighbors, they rent a house and go over every year.
Can't you do that and rent them?
Yeah, but it's not the same. Like, hey,
didn't you do that and rent them?
Look at all these DBs in Nantucket. You know?
Isn't that exactly what you did?
Kind of, yeah.
Stole with the 30 box on his head.
Yeah, the empty Stroh's 30 rack cardboard box on your head.
I want more. We could do that next year.
Well, no, that's what we decided. This is an easy dilemma. We don't want to go, and they don't want us there.
And you want to go?
No, but I'm
saying, probably love to have you, so go ahead.
We could get those hard hats with the double beer holders on the sides, but you could decorate them with daffodils, and you'll still be allowed to walk.
I don't know that you
I don't feel like that would be appropriate.
It's not the vibe.
We need to figure out the mystery man behind
Felger. But that
Felger
is what Matt Patricia was wearing, I heard. So
they're inseparable.
Ask Felger, because they won't talk about it on their show today. Who is the 7-foot tall guy behind you in that photo?
The Grim Reaper.
I don't know. They have sort of like a town crier guy.
I don't think he was
here. He
looks like he'd be a town crier.
It could be that. He might be, yeah.
He was very tall.
Not tall, maybe just dry.
And he was wearing
stilts.
His daffodil yellow shirt.
Where's the pit? Did Sarah post something? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go look.
Okay.
It's probably trying
to figure out who the hell he is. He's tall, though.
And by the way, they'd love you there. You'd be great.
He would blend. Well, he'd blend nicely.
That settles that.
See you tomorrow.
Felger Mazur next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are you ready for this?
Do, 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 do.
This is Felger and Max.
Oh, that's stupid. My God.
Children's call.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Durant against Tatum. Tries to get to a spot at the elbow. Knocks Tatum away. Offensive foul. Easy call. And another Kevin Durant turnover. Durant, quick catch and shoot three is no good. Entry to Durant. Denied by Tatum. Again, they try to force it.
Durant is obviously a great player, but Celtics have balled him up and done a great job of anticipating. This time, Tatum comes over, knocks the basketball away before he can get it.
Kyrie pushed past. Durant's got it. Blows past Tatum. In the paint. Tice comes to help. Forces a bad pass. Out of bounds. Off Drummond. Good help from Daniel Tice, forced that turnover. Second turnover for Durant, his 14th of the series. Durant tried to move it back to Kyrie, but wasn't where he thought he would be. Throws it right to Tatum.
Durant is anticipating the double team. This time just tried to pass it off quickly.
And Kyrie didn't go to the rim. He just ran to the corner, and Durant threw the ball towards the rim. That turnover will go to Durant. Durant shakes off Grant Williams, but his 19-footer is no good. Durant getting a Claxton screen, moving to his left, attacking two long strides, gets to the rim, misses.
The defense has been stifling maybe the Celtics right now. They've come up and they've made it extremely tough right now for Durant to get anything going.
Steal on the inbound, Grant Williams for Tatum, right down the middle, lays it up and in with the left hand and goes flying. Did they call a foul as well?
On Durant?
They did. Durant against Tatum. Tatum has been brilliant on Durant, who falls away in the corner. Tatum blocked the shot. Durant, bounce pass, stolen by Tatum. Tatum goes into the front court. All Kyrie can do is watch him fly in for a two-hand slam and a signature win for the Boston Celtics.
Somebody call a hardware store. I need a broom.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.